me. Going to be talking about the sad results of prayerlessness in our lives. And we will be starting in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 23. And let's bow for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the Word of God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would lead and guide in the services. We pray that Jim would feel better, that, Lord, you touch his body and heal him even now. I do pray that you'd be with him and his wife. And I know he's very, very difficult for a pastor, a preacher, not to be able to preach and after studying and working all weekend. And I pray, Lord, that you'd hide me behind the cross, Lord, that you would use this sermon, Lord, to touch our hearts, our lives, and let us know if there's any areas that we need to correct, to enhance, and, Lord, to build up for your honor and for your glory. Bless as only you can, and we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. We can actually sin against God by not praying. It's an area that the Lord speaks about very, very much. There's a lot about having to pray and what to pray about and how to pray. But there's also sad results if we do not pray. It says, not only does prayerlessness open up the door to other sins, but the results can have tragic results. And we're going to be looking at some of the tragic results. First of all, one of the biggest results that we have from it is the lack of fellowship with God. We don't have fellowship with God because we don't talk to Him. How would you like to live in a house your whole life with your mom and your dad, and you never ever said one word to your mom or dad? It would be kind of a quiet place. It wouldn't be a place where love and joy was spread around. You wouldn't know their desires. You wouldn't. They wouldn't know yours. So we have a. It is an area of a lack of. It's a tragedy to not have the fellowship with God. Also, number two on my list was the lack of knowing the will of God. How can we know the will of God if we don't read His Word, pray before we read it, pray after we read it, and read it a couple more times? How many times have you read the same passage years through the years, and all of a sudden it says something else to you? That's what God's Word does to you. As the more you can take, the more you can glean from it, the more you can apply it to your hearts and to your lives, that's what the Lord wants to be doing. He wants you to not have a prayerless life. One of the saddest things you can have is a life without talking to your Heavenly Father who gave His all for you. God's people don't have or get what the Lord wants them to have if they don't pray. If you don't have a life filled with prayer, Matthew chapter 6:11 says, "Give us this day our daily bread." We need to have a daily talk with Him, a daily walk with Him, a daily looking at the Word of God and applying His Word to our heart and to our life. This is our instructions book. 3,000 years old, 2,000 years old, but it's still here today. And it's still as relevant and prevalent. And what we need today as it was the day it was penned. It's the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And it will be until the Lord comes and takes us home. Amen? James chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. If any among you are sick, let him pray. If you're sick and you're not feeling well, pray. Brother Jim, we've been praying for him this morning since he was sick. We need to pray for him. We need to lift him up. Is any married? Let them sing psalms. If any sick among you, let them call upon the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Pray. Verse 15 says, and the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. You want your sins forgiven? Pray, brother. And if you don't know, just like this book that's coming up on respectable sins, there are respectable sins, and one of the respectable sins, I haven't even opened up the book yet because the class hasn't started yet, but I'll bet you there's something in there on prayer. About not praying. You want to talk to the God that made this universe and the God that Jesus that died on the cross for us? You want to be able to talk to Him and find out exactly what He wants for your life and for your family? Then you pray and you keep this word as a guide. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, "Prays for wisdom." Any of us lack wisdom? That all we have to do is pray for it. And I'll tell you what. I pray all the time for wisdom when you're dealing with the world today. You need to know godly wisdom on how to act, what to say, where to go, what to do. It's all in the Word of God. It's there for us. God's Word suffers. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, right in the middle of the verse, and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Right there. If my people, are you one of God's people? I love that verse. That's one of my life verses. The other one is in Ecclesiastes when it talks about what our job is. Our job is, the duty is to stick with the stuff. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, where it talks about he wants us to be ever knowing the Word of God and putting forward what he has for us. When it gets to hard, when it gets to be where there's issues in our lives and everything else, it boils down to it's our duty. That verse says it's our duty to do that which is right. And how do we know what to do that's right? Word of God. Souls go to hell because we don't pray for them. Do you pray for lost? Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Get these seats filled with people that have never heard of the gospel. If you don't want to talk to, if you don't want to tell people about the Lord, or if you're afraid to, or you're nervous, I understand. I used to be nervous about speaking in public, not anymore. I love the Lord and I love to preach. I didn't know I was going to preach this morning. Kind of snuck up on me. But, the Bible, what does the Bible say? Be instant in season and out of season. This is what the Lord has for us today. Not for me, from the Word of God. And if you have a prayerless life, you need to change it. That's something you can change. I believe that some people don't have their hearts right with God because they vindicate or they hate. They don't want to tell people about the Lord because maybe they have a vendetta against a person, but they get to the point where, well, you know, if I turn around and if I tell him about the Lord and he gets saved, and I'm going to have to spend the whole rest of my life in heaven with him. I'm not sure I want that. Hey, Jonah did it with the Ninevites. He didn't want to go there and tell them about the Lord because he didn't like them. He stayed away from them. But I like how he finally got to the point where his heart was made right. He went there. He turned the city to the Lord. And then he made a 3-day trip in a day and a half. He was moving. Why? Because he was behind where the Lord told him he needed to be, and he had to get there. Of course, the good Lord used a great fish to get his attention. What does it take to get your attention? We need to consider that. What's it going to take for the Lord to get your attention, to get you back in the Word of God, so that you can study it, so you can tell other people about the Lord? If you're still here and you're still serving the Lord today, it's only for one reason, because you have work to do for the Lord. That's it in a nutshell. Are you praying about it? Are you praying that the Lord will bring the right people by you at work? Or your family? You know, we say we love the Lord. And we love the Lord who we can't see. And we hate our brother who we walk with every day. It's not right. It's not right. The Lord, you need to pray that the Lord change your attitude. What prayerlessness shows us or proves about us is that we have a lack of real fellowship and enjoyment with Jesus Christ. It proves our unbelief. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11, it says, "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of the hope unto the end." We need to know that we can serve the Lord, that we want to serve the Lord, that you have an excitement and a zeal in your heart and your life, not just to come to church on Sunday morning. You need to tell your neighbor, but don't just keep it there. We need to grow in the Lord. Maybe we've gotten to the point in our lives that maybe we believe that it has to pay us something before we pray. How about you pray first and show the Lord? Let the Lord show you what you need to be doing and where you need to be going and who you need to be talking to, and not walk around with the attitude, "What's in it for me?" Do you know the only thing that we can take with us to heaven is our family, other than ourselves? People around us, that's all we're going to take with us to heaven. Where are you at? Can you make a list of those in your family that aren't saved? How about those at work? We need to be instant, in season and out of season. We need to have our prayer life filled. You know, I always pray, it's almost like, "Lord, give me all I can handle today so I can give it out, and then I'll come back and get some more tomorrow." That's what we need. That's the way we need to be. Give me what I need today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Or I'll talk to you tonight when I go to bed, and thank you for what you did for us or what you did through me. Is the Lord doing anything through you? Or do you just feel like a couch potato? If He's not doing something through you, then maybe He needs to do something to you. It also proves in many, many cases, and I'm not saying this anybody in particular, but it proves even to myself at times in our lives where it just proves that we're lazy. You know, talking to a person one time, they had set up for, we were praying for someone who had disappeared, and they thought she had been kidnapped in our church years ago. And there was like a 15-minute or a half-hour prayer time where somebody in the church was praying during that time for the Lord to lead and guide. I will say that the lady did show up. She was saved. But you know, I was talking to one of the people there, and they said, "You know, I signed up for a half hour." And he said, "I got down on the altar and I was talking with the Lord and I was praying." And he said, "You know, I just prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and I knew I'd been there for an hour. And I checked and it was 4 minutes." We need to be in communion with God, to where we turn around and we pray and we think it's only been 4 or 5 minutes and it's been an hour. Let Him talk to you through the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Apply it to your hearts and to your lives. It'll do wonders for you. It really will. And it's hard work. Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 40. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, "Pray that ye enter not into temptation." And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast. And he knelt down and he prayed, saying, "Father, if thou wilt, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in an agony, and prayer, and prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as if they were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, and he came to his disciples, and he found them asleep for sorrow. He's praying as if he has great sweat drops of blood, needs strength for praying, knowing that he was going to have to die shortly for us. And he said unto them, "Why sleep ye? Rise up and pray, lest ye enter into temptation." If you're praying, you can't. The devil's going to leave you alone if you're praying. He wants nothing to do with that, let me tell you. How often do you pray? Do you pray as often as you read your Bible? It proves that God is not first in our lives. If God is not first in our lives, we don't want to sit down and we don't want to read the Word. We don't want to read the Bible and how it applies to our hearts and to our lives or what we need for that day. We need spiritual food every single day, just like we need food for our body. Every day, we need to take this Word of God and apply it to our hearts and to our lives and go out and fight against the wiles of the devil, the Bible tells us. Because I'll tell you what, he's doing everything he can to destroy your reputation, your life, your family. You need to be filled up with the Word of God. You need to have these words in your mind, in your heart. As Tom says, be instant in season and out of season, because you never know when someone's going to come up and ask you a question. And there's a Bible study tonight, 6 o'clock. Just got reminded of that. You need to know what the Word of God says. You need to be, you know, we look at the world today, and what, you know, some of the things that we see, the world, everybody wants us to be in the know. They want you to be with it. They want you to know that you're in the in crowd. They want you to know that you know where it's at. They want you to be in touch. Well, are you in touch with the Lord? Are you in touch with what the Bible says to you? I've always thought, I think of judges today, and I've used this before, but I will use it again today, is if you ever went before a judge and they had to turn around and find out if there was enough evidence on you being convicted as being a Christian in your daily walk with the Lord, is there enough there to convict you? Sad to say, a lot of us fall short, even myself, falling short of being where we need to be in God's work. Prayer keeps us in touch with the Lord. Can you say without a doubt that God wants us to pray? He wants us to pray. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. I'll close with a couple of words, a couple of verses on what the Bible says about praying. Verse 41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You want to get strengthened up? Get strengthened through the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That's the attitude that we need to be in. We need to be in a prayerful attitude. Many times we need to pray before we open up our mouth. My dad used to tell me all the time, he says, better to keep your mouth shut and be thought a fool than to open up your mouth and remove all doubt. So I
I always kind of kept quiet around him because he had a way of getting his point across to me, and that's a pretty good one. James. We'll be closing with James. James chapter 5. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was Hebrews. I'm sorry. I was close. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 18. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience, in all things willing to live honestly. What verses to live by? That we may be willing to live honestly. People are reading us every single day as if our lives were the Bible to them. What kind of an example are you setting to your neighbors? Do they see you pray before you sit down and eat? I love my grandsons. I ask them if they pray, and they fight on who's going to pray for dinner. Instead of fighting to see who's going to pray, they fight on who's going to pray. And that's the way we need to be today. We need to be praying. We need to be so in touch with the Lord that we want to talk to Him on a daily basis, that we want to be where He wants us to be, doing what He wants us to be doing. And all I can say is, are you where you need to be in your prayer life with the Lord? It's not good to have a prayerless life and be where you can't be where the Lord wants you to be if you have a prayerless life. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I do thank You for these words of not only correction, but encouragement. If My people, which are called by My name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek My face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Lord, that's what the United States needs today. They need to turn their whole attitude, what we were founded on, and God we trust, that this country would come back to where it needs to be. We're the ones that have left where we need to be. You've never left. Your word is always there. It's been there. And we need to use it every day to further Your kingdom. Let us not be like Jonah and turn around and stay away from all the different areas that maybe you don't like someone, but maybe the Lord can change your heart. Change my heart, O God. Maybe that should be our prayer. Bless as only You can, and we'll give You all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.